some music, but tonight is about stories. It's about your stories. We tend to start with a member of the Nerdalogs. Tonight I'm going to tell a story, which it's been a little while. But listen, Steve will be up here. You guys, Steve's cool, but he's like not, come on, he's not that cool. No, Steve is great. I was really stoked about the theme because I feel like I have a cool story about kind of gaming models in my life, and I've never really gotten to share it. So here we go. So here are three facts you need to know about me before I get into the meat of the story. Fact one, I used to own a comic book store. Okay. All right. Fact two, when it closed, it destroyed me financially. Woo! Yeah. Fact three, somehow, magically, I still found the money to take a vacation with some friends every year, despite the fact that I was basically living less than paycheck to paycheck. So this vacation is important. In 2013 especially, so me and Dwight, and where did Dwight go? Back there. A couple of my buddies, John and Troy, we went to Seattle and Portland, which was really awesome. I love both those cities. It was a really good choice, especially love Seattle. But Portland is where this story takes place. So it was like our second day in Portland, and my buddy John, who had been there before, was like, you know, let's go out of town a little bit. I think there's like a lot of cool nature stuff around Portland. We should go to this place called Multnomah Falls, which I don't know if any of you guys have been. It's like this giant waterfall off of, I think, like I-85, the Columbia River Gorge. It's super awesome. It's like a mile-long trail. You can climb to the top, and like you overlook the highway and the falls, and man, it was great. And I'm super out of shape, so it took a long time to get to the top. But Dwight, you feel me. It was super worth it. I mean, we got there at the same time. It was really worth it. It felt great. I felt exhilarated. I'm like, yeah, I can do anything. But mostly what I want to do is climb down and go eat a lot of food and forget how much this hurt. So that's what we did. And so we were sitting around talking about, oh, what should we do? What should we do tonight? Because we already kind of used up our physical exertion for the day. Let's do something chill. So Dwight and Troy had been playing Magic the Gathering on and off during this trip, which I'm sure is a game a lot of you guys are familiar with. But I know, right? It's this little indie game. You've probably never heard of it. And this is a game that I used to play as well, but I hadn't picked it up since, like, freshman year of college, so, like, 10 years, let's say. And but I was like, yeah, like, these guys have decks. Why don't John and I, why don't we go to, like, Target or some shit? I know, that's terrible. We didn't go to our LGS. That's really awful. We went to Target to buy Magic decks, and, like, let's just go to some microbrew in Portland and play Magic. And we did, and it was, like, super fun. I bought this, like, shitty blue-white deck that had, like, all garbage cards in it, but it was still a ton of fun, and I was like, man, this is really cool. Like, we should play more when we get back to Chicago. And as Claire can happily attest, we played, and Steve, we played a lot when we got back to Chicago. Like, a lot. Like, Chris Geiger, who's in the Nerdalogs and not here, Chris and I formed a Magic League that is similar to fantasy football and also the show The League and how we treat each other. Which has been really satisfying. It kind of took over our social lives. So a store that I bought a lot of Magic cards from was Card Kingdom in Seattle, just because they were like, they had top SEO. SEO is important, guys. So when I Googled cool place to buy Magic cards or whatever, fucking Card Kingdom. Great. One day I had some cards I wanted to sell, so I Googled like Card Kingdom, but in Chicago, and this place came up called Pastimes. And I'm like, oh, that sounds okay. I'll go there. I drove out there, sold a card or some cards to them, bought some cards, whatever. And they became kind of my go-to place when I didn't want to wait for shipping, which actually was often because waiting for shipping sucks when you can just go get something. So I started to go to Pastimes a lot. And one day I was browsing their website inventory and there was a job posting and it said, we need a new manager for our comic book section. And I'm like, well, fuck. If I can't get this job, why am I alive? Like, there can't be 30 people in the world who have the qualifications and the hunger that I do to have this job. And it turns out that was correct because I interviewed and pretty speedily got the job. And when I talked to my boss, he was like, yeah, one person's qualifications were that they had seen every episode of Buffy, which I guess is like fair. That's a reasonable qualification. Whatever. I got the job. So, maybe not the greatest ending to the story, but I'm going to say something that's going to blow your fucking mind because it blew my mind when I read this. So, as part of my magic obsession, I got this book Johnny Magic and the Card Shark Kids, How a Gang of Geeks Beat the Odds and Stormed Las Vegas. It's about how Magic players became poker players who won a lot of money. Whatever, whatever. It's a very cool book. But it also delves into the creation of Magic, and something very early on in the book really, really shocked me when I read it, and I'm going to read this paragraph for you. So the scene is, Richard Garfield, who's the creator of the game, is out in Oregon. He's about to pitch to Wizards of the Coast the next day, and he doesn't exactly know what the game is that he's going to pitch. So he goes to Multnomah Falls. And this book says here, dizzy in thought, he suddenly found himself standing at the thunderous foot of Multnomah Falls. A roaring downpour crashed from six stories high into a froth of white foam. It was the middle of summer, but the cold wind blew in full force. That's when the answer hit Garfield. He could see it bursting like a dam, a torrent of playing cards cascading down the mountain, flooding around him. Pardon the prose, I didn't write this. That's it, he realized. The players have different cards. The base of Multnomah Falls is where Magic the Gathering was invented, for all intents and purposes. That's the very place I was the night I started playing. The night that basically changed my life, because it led to me getting a job that let me live like an adult person. I don't believe in, like, fate or destiny or whatever, but that's some, like, shamanistic bullshit. Like, how the hell did that happen? It's like I channeled the spirit of Richard Garfield, and he, like, improved my life. So, like, man, games do matter. Like, that's fucking cool. And even though, like, my interest in Magic has waned slightly because when you're around it every day, like, it's just not necessarily as fun anymore, I still love it, and I will never, ever forget how fucking cool I think that is. So that's my story, guys. If that read like a commercial for Pastimes, I'm sorry, but I'm not sorry. So